Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Feminism in the framework of the defense of democracy and against the neoliberal wave in Latin America. The building of feminism as a theory and practice of resistance and empowerment could be understood as an embroidered colorful fabric. Each embroidered drawing would represent the experience of women in terms of oppression and resistance. Each element of the embroidery connects ways in which the patriarchal and colonial capitalism builds its networks to expropriate women's bodies, territories, memories, and dreams. The quote belongs to Clarice Paradis of the World March of Women, and it can be found in the publication Feminist Challenges to Face a Conflict of Capital Against Life, issued in January by Sempre Viva Organización Feminista, SOF, and the World March of Women. The first chapter of the publication is a political text about the resistance of women against the conservative wave and the neoliberal counteroffensive in the region, produced for the World March of Women as part of its contribution to the process of the Continental Day for Democracy and Against Neoliberalism that gathers popular movements of the Americas. Meanwhile, the second and last chapter was written by Clarice Paradis and two members of environmental organization Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay, Viviana Barreto and Natalia Carrao. The goal of the writers was to reflect upon the current dynamics of neoliberalism and mainly the feminist resistance against free trade and investment-free proposals. In general, the publication aims to update SOF's and the World March of Women's views about neoliberalism and help build the feminist struggle. By sharing our discussions and thoughts, we want to contribute to the strengthening of feminism as one of the pillars of the current alliance-building processes in the struggle for democracy and against neoliberalism, they state. Meanwhile, Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay, also promoted the text on its website, where Natalia Carrao explains that it is an attempt to update the perspective of feminist economy with a reflection on free trade agreements and the advance of neoliberalism, which at the same time aims to highlight the perspectives about the current situation from the point of view of this feminist economy. It is not the same, said Natalia, because it is not only important to update perspectives about this issue, but to produce in real time an analysis that is able to identify how, as part of this new neoliberal attack, there is a concrete and unique push against the body, territory of women. At the same time, this account in real time is what invites feminist organizations and mobilizations to really feel part of the struggle, said Natalia.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.